Let's just get into a little meditative space, bringing your energy a little more internal. And again, breathing nice and deep, soft breaths. Just letting the breath in gently to your body. Letting it out softly. Just using the cycle of the breath to connect the physical and the non-physical, to connect you between heaven and earth, between body and spirit. Feel the flow in and the flow out. And feel the flow of love from the divine as that comes in on the breath and fills you. Each breath filling you, loving you, honoring you, having so much gratitude for the work that you do here, for the miracle that you are in this life. And let yourself receive that love from Spirit. Receive the honoring from Spirit for you being here in human form, for you being here for the growth of your soul. For the support of the family and the love of those around us in the physical and the non-physical. Letting each being of light in the room that you are, that we are, that are around us, that hold us in the embrace of light, of honoring, of divine love. Take a breath in of divine love, the nectar of divine love that our souls exist on during this passage of human time. And know this is always here for you, as is the embrace of Spirit and the messages that come from the wisdom and the love and honoring of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. By your intent to receive this message, you change the room. There is a reality in the room that you are used to, human being, that literally will morph itself into a different kind of reality. Just for a brief amount of time, something happens in here. I want to call it the bubble of allowance. If indeed there is energy in love, and there is an allowance of the energy by the human being, then that which is here in the room will change. You just simply look at that. Physics of it all, that is the reality of it. Some say it changes the dimension in the room. For those who don't understand perhaps the minutiae of the science, that's a perfect description. The dimensionality of love What is happening here? This is a workshop. It's different from a seminar. There are those here on purpose here in a change of life here spiritually. There are aha experiences going on. And the biggest is that you're loved, cared for, and that Spirit not only loves and cares for you, Spirit wants to help guide you to the next phase. And who is Spirit? Where is Spirit? And the biggest lesson of today is that inside you are all the parameters of what you look for outside of yourself. Let's talk about old paradigms for a moment and some of the things that are shifting, that you're learning to unlearn. I want this to be a celebration of you and the differences between yesterday, today, and I mean that figuratively, yesterday being an old energy, today being something completely and new and different. The old paradigm of humanism, even that which is spiritual, separates humans from God. And it's a natural feeling to separate you from the divine. After all, you're simply corporeal and the divine is not. And now there's a mixture. The perception is that it's okay to start mixing them together. That's a good beginning. But the truth is this, it's always been inside. Every single human being, it's carried with you, intrinsically, innately, in the DNA. That's where God is. It's what makes you look for Spirit, because it's inside. So the first lesson, if you have to make a list, number one, stop looking outside of yourself for the answers. The second paradigm is this, is that becoming spiritual is like throwing a switch. And you go from no light to light, or you go from not knowing to knowing. Now you're used to that. When you find out something you did not understand, that something is all at once. And then it is you, and you remember it. You cannot unknow anything. It's a switch you throw from not knowing to knowing. And so you apply that paradigm to something extremely complex, your relationship to Spirit and the new energy. There was a question asked today in this workshop on purpose so that you could hear the answer, and I'm going to give it to you again. Question was on time and appropriate. What's going on that would confuse you spiritually? When you have made decisions, dear ones, and you've given the affirmations, and you talk to yourselves, that which is your innate, you're speaking to your corporeal selves, you're doing all of the things that have been taught, and yet the switch is not thrown. The old paradigm says it should have been. And here's the answer. There's no switch. Is there a switch when you learn something complex in school. Now, there's a time when you cognize it better than you did before, and some of you actually have an aha that now you understand, but you might have studied it for months. When was the switch? Again, we say this, when you fall in love with somebody gradually, where was the switch? When did it truly happen? Beginning, end, middle? What I want to tell you now is that you really do have one foot in two energies, the one you were born in and the one you're going to. And in this condition, the old soul with the experience that you have is one of the only human beings on the planet that can balance it. The question that was asked even today, when you make a decision, why is it that along the line it seems like it reoccurs and you may have to make it again because the old energy still pushes and prods and presses the buttons? And the answer is because it's gradual, dear ones. I want you to stop beating yourself up emotionally, intellectually, about these new things that you're studying. Today you learned physical things. You felt some energies. They ought to intrigue you, but you didn't cross a bridge. There was no flashpoint where you were one thing and then another. It took a while. It takes a while. Every single path that is here of life is so honored as I sit here right now. I feel such congratulations to all of you. I feel such joy. Spirit feels these things. There are certain emotions that pass through the veil to you that are those of the Creator. Joy, love, emotion, celebration, laughter. All part of light. We have them for you. This message is one of celebration and also one that would say, caution, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. I want you to learn to dance. You can't do it all at once. Learn the steps. Time it with the music. And then there'll come a time that you'll say, I'm ready, and you won't. You'll fall over. Or the music is too fast or too loud. But you know the rules, don't you? And if you're learning to dance, you're going to have fun. Even as you learn, the music is great. You may step on your partner's toes, but you're going to learn to dance. You may step on your own toes. You're going to learn to dance. And it's beautiful. But you still have one foot in the old energy and one foot in the new. And that is where you are. Don't you think Spirit knows it? And that's the next thing. If we had to assign the next thing in the list of three, I'm going to call it all systems go. Spirit knows what you're doing. Your innate knows because you gave intent, because you talked to yourselves. It knows. The guides, they're not in the dark. Human beings, oh, I forgot to talk to my guides. No, you didn't. The minute you open the door and said, I give permission, all systems go. Everybody knows. In your body, all the cells, the innate, the guides, they all know. They all know what you're doing. Don't over-intellectualize that which is the love of God. Don't over-intellectualize that which is you become a wiser human being. Don't ask when and how long or how much. It just is. And it's going to happen in the time frame that is most comfortable for you. There are those in the room who are sensitives. You know who I'm talking to, don't you? You're going to get this information in a different way than the ones in the room who are dense. And it's okay to be dense. You're just going to get it a little differently and a little later, like my partner did. There is love here for you and your process. Between sensitive and dense, there is simply shades of acceptability and process. That's all there is. There isn't good and bad. There isn't honor and dishonor. There's just, say, shades of sensibility. That's all. What a celebration. There are those who can dance better than others and some who will just simply sit it out. And they're all loved equally. As you make the transition from an older energy that you are so used to a new one that presents issues and problems, as you make the transition, the best thing you can do is to laugh all the time at yourself. If a button gets pressed with you that's really irritating you, and you thought you were over it, and here it comes again, I dare you to laugh out loud at it. It actually disables the whole thing. Laughter is that way. Compassion is that way. Celebration is that way. Did you notice when you're at a party and you're dancing without attitude alteration from any kind of liquid, you still feel it, don't you? With the moment, the euphoria of joy, and you are enjoying yourself to the max. I dare you to enjoy recalibration. And it is possible. It's one of the secrets to the way to get through a journey from the old to the new. We celebrate it. Every single one in here is here for a reason. You would not have endured the day without this. A beautiful weekend with weather that you don't always have here. And you're in a room without windows. That's on purpose. That shows intent. And I want to tell you, just that alone is seen by God. And that which you would call the creative source, that which you would call the part of you that is God, it's seen and understood and recognized what you're doing. You didn't think we knew? I want you to feel it. Gratitude. Beauty. Celebration. You're walking the walk. And there are different stages of the walk. We know that. It's okay to be confused. We know that. The only thing it's not okay to do is to doubt yourself. Because we don't. You're making the shift. And nobody is holding a clock and saying how fast you're going or measuring whether you're making it or not. You are making it. Your intent to be here is enough. That says to all around you, guides, intuition, innate. It says it to all of them and us. You've decided to move forward. That's good enough. I want you to relax and know it's good enough. All systems go mean that the systems of your body recognize what you're doing and are cooperating. Is such a thing possible? That the body is so ready that all it needs is just a little bit of intent? And there were those who say, well, I don't really understand the process that much. Is it really true that just a little goes a long way? I'll close with this. One of the oldest healing methods on the planet is called homeopathy. And it is a miracle of intent. I want you to look at it with me right now. A tincture is put together of intent, mixed carefully by a homeopathist. The tincture only has so many parts per million of the intended substance. The tincture is then put under the tongue, absorbed instantly by the system. Medical science will say that it is too small to have a chemical reaction. If you're into an allopathic system, you would say it cannot work, at least not in that system. And yet, it works. The cells of your system are so finely tuned to your intent that what you put under your tongue, that is only a few parts per million, then that goes to the entire body, amplifies itself through intent, and you start to be healed. The curative power of homeopathy is renowned. It's a given fact in certain countries of the world. This works. And you know it does. And I just gave you the answer to what you've been asking. Is it possible that your intent right now, that is conscious, can do the same thing? And I say, what's the difference? Go for it. See if I'm right. Conscious intent is every bit as powerful or more than a tincture under the tongue. You just told your body where you're going. Now don't stop telling it. And that's more for you than for your body. So that you can hear it often and remember what you learned today. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.